And one of my regular teammates for many years now is my own dentist, dentist Dr. Dana Coulson. And when I met Dana, someone said to me, you have to go to her because going to the dentist is like going to a spa when you walk into her doors. And you don't have to fear the dentist. And she's the best dentist I know. And I did call her. She became my dentist. She helped me with my smile with just a very minor alteration that made quite a difference in my life. And since then, we've been sharing information with the listeners here so that everyone who has a fear of dentistry no longer has to have that fear, and everyone who has a problem with their smile can get an answer that is personal and perfect for them. Because week to week, Dana calls and shares information and shares stories that are true stories of other people's experiences so that you too can learn from those experiences and maybe approach your smile in a proactive way with preventative health care. So, good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Well, I talked to you last week and we were talking about somebody who had a profound fear of going to the dentist. They were all negative associations. Fear of pain, fear of x-rays, fear of teeth whitening, fear of just not having their best smile and not knowing what to do. And I can go on and on. And you said, you know what, Marilyn, when I come on, because once a quarter you come in and you give us some extensive time, let's talk about these myths, and you called them myths, and let's dispel these myths and give people courage. So that's what I'd like to do with your permission. Maybe just go through them one by one.
Sure, I'd love to.
So first thing first, you can't get help with your teeth if you don't walk through the dentist's doorway. So is it a painful experience these days? And if so, what causes the pain?
Well, great question. I think that how we perceive things makes reality. And the other day I had a woman come in and we did a lot of major work, like 8 crown preparations, and she did it all without freezing. And her experience had been that when she was younger, the dentist did not have local anesthetic, so they just did it. And she said, I always walked out okay. They even extracted a tooth without local anesthetic. And to me, it makes me cringe. And I see people who come in and have those memories, and they're just terrified. But for her, she somehow worked it out that she didn't have discomfort. So she was fine to go through everything. And it's, you know, we're all wired differently, Marilyn. So it's never to judge and never to make assumptions. It's all about what's important for the individual that comes in. And my goal is always to have them set up before we begin. And I would say, you know, what is it that you need? What are we doing today? How can I make this right for you? What is it that you need from me? And let's just go through everything that is in your concern and anxiety and awareness. And then once we create all the items on the menu, we can begin to satisfy them all and we can create a new reality. One of my patients came in and said, you know, it's so much easier me coming to dentistry because of all the digital technology you have now. It's changed everything. I don't think about dentistry the same way. And it's so true. Our equipment that we have, we don't have to often take gooey impressions anymore for major work. We can work with laser that doesn't touch teeth, so there's no vibration and, you know, no kind of high-pitched noise. It's like a pop, pop, pop. There are so many different things that we can incorporate, and the expectations that I can have at the end are such that it just allows people just to get on with life.
Well, you mentioned the word digital, and I always remember years ago you mentioned digital radiography. And a lot of people are afraid of getting too many x-rays. They think it shortens life, and they avoid it as much as possible. And having an x-ray of your mouth frequently really is something that they would prefer to avoid. Has digital radiography eliminated the need for high x-rays in your practice?
Yes, absolutely. For regular x-rays to take for check for decay, and we do it once a year, not every 6 months, it's equal to a half a day of sunshine. So when you think about it, that's not the end of the world. We all love sunshine for our vitamin D. And I say to people, sometimes if you don't get x-rays, and I understand why you don't, it's like me driving a car without the side view mirrors. I just cannot see it all. I don't have the confidence to tell you everything's okay. And sometimes decay can creep in very quickly without warning. And before you know it, you're into root canal or extraction and thousands of dollars. And my goal always is to keep money in your pocket. So if we can be minimalist, that makes me happy because I just want to see you for good visits. There's enough dentistry out there for me to do. I don't want to do the repair. I just want to keep you healthy.
So preventative health care in terms of dentistry means getting digitally radiography or an x-ray of some sort once a year so that you can define the problems early and get rid of them.
And just to know that we're healthy and we can go on. Because, Marilyn, we've talked about this. I do not have firm data yet, and it's still a study for me to follow through, but I believe we do at least minimum of 3 million chews a year. And when you think about how much your tires are equated for how long that you can use them before the treads get flat, it's the same thing for teeth. If you multiply, you know, subtract like the age 6, when the big first molar, which is your chewing table, comes into your mouth from your age, times 3, that's a lot of chews. And we want to maximize and maintain. So our goal is if we can keep things minimalist, we're in our best shape.
So some people see advertising on the billboards, on TV, use this and whiten your teeth. The white teeth make you look younger. And then the answer and the myth, I guess the question is, why would you do that when you'll weaken your teeth? And you always talk about gabbing teeth till you're 120 years. If you're going to whiten them and weaken them, they're going to just sort of dissolve in your mouth. Is it true?
Well, first of all, we're going to have our teeth in our mouth to 120, but they're not just going to be little stubs. They're going to be as beautiful as they are today because we know how to make that. And I'll guarantee you that you will have it that way for yourself. So whitening actually just cleans up the teeth. It's hydrogen peroxide or a combination. And if it's applied properly through proper controls, there's nothing negative about it. And we can look in our mouth, we'll smile, we'll see a beautiful white smile, it'll make us feel young, it creates endorphin release. It, as you say, it's your international hello. Tooth whitening, there's nothing wrong with it. It's how it's applied and how it's used, and we can maximize it so that people can have beautiful white teeth just to match the whites of their eyes. It's
so beautiful. If you match the whites of your eyes, how often do you have to adjust? Is it like coloring your hair every 6 weeks?
No. Well, if you're a big coffee drinker, tea drinker, red wine drinker, strawberry chewer, then you're going to have a little bit more stain on your teeth. And therefore, you may want to just whiten it, once every few weeks. You'll just pop trays in. You can do it even for 3.5 minutes. There's control materials that we can do for 3.5 minutes. But most people will do it maybe once every few months or maybe once every 6 months. Everybody has different ideals of how white they want. And people are very different on how their teeth are, how porous they are. But for the most part, I don't think you have to whiten your teeth more than a few times a year at home application once you get it as white as you like it to be.
So the starting jumping off point is whitening at your office or a dentist to get it to the optimum color, and then sort of easy maintenance at home.
Right.
And my teeth aren't going to crumble.
Your teeth are not going to crumble. You've got enamel.
You once patted me on the back and say, Marilyn, do you realize you even have your wisdom teeth? There aren't too many people in the world that have all your teeth. So I thank you for that, but I want to keep them. Exactly. So the other thing is, we're talking to an age Zoomer, 45 and older, and very often people have had issues as a child and maybe lived with them all their lives, and now they're making money and they have it in their pocket, and they think, well, it would really be nice if I could go back to when I was 7 and 8, 9 and know what I know and have the money to put my teeth in order. Is it now possible for someone who's a Zoomer to work on their smile and to change it as if they were a child?
Good question. Absolutely. Actually, Marilyn, what we know today rather than what we knew when we were like 8, 9, 10 or in our teenage years is very different in dentistry. We rearrange the teeth into a much healthier, what I call landscape, where the teeth are much more level and even. They're not pushed back, but we expand and broaden to open our airway to allow us to have more room for our tongue so that the teeth don't get heavy pressures. We work it so that the teeth are standing upright rather than leaning in and crowded. And a lot of times people will say, but I already had my orthodontics. And I said, you know what? Today we know how to do it even easier, kinder, more organic. As a matter of fact, Marilyn, as I'm talking to you, I'm wearing Invisalign, which is the technique that I use to whiten teeth.
Oh, I can't see it at
all. There you go. Yeah, Daniel can't either, and he's smiling at me in studio. And I'm talking with it, and every time I put them in, I say, wow, I feel better. Like, it's just like I'm doing something positive for myself. And the reason why I'm doing it wasn't that my teeth were crowded and my smile was okay. However, my bottom teeth were wearing out a lot, and I actually fractured one of my back teeth, a natural tooth, because of the heavy pressures. So I'm rearranging, opening up space in my mouth, not that there's space between the teeth, but broadening and widening the smile through a very gentle process. I wear the trays 22 out of 24 hours a day. I take them out to eat, pop them back in, and I change them every 2 weeks. The program is all digitized, so it's automated. And there are no surprises. And I check in with my team to make sure that I'm on track every 2 to 3 months. And away I go, and I manifest a whole different situation for myself that I would never have done with braces at this age. To me, we don't even use braces in our practice anymore. We may use small interventions, but it's always Invisalign because the technology is there. You just have to know how to use it and work it to its greatest potential.
So basically, no more railway tracks on teeth for adults. And even if you can afford to do it, this Invisalign is the way to go, because it is. It's invisible. I'm less than 3 feet away from you, and I cannot see it, and I'm looking for it.
That's exactly it. And it makes me feel happy. The beautiful thing about Invisalign is it also allows me to position teeth in such a way that if you do want crowns, or you do need crowns, or you do need some work done afterwards, it's minimal reduction. So I don't even have to reduce teeth hardly at all anymore. We put them in their optimal position, and then we finish with beautiful veneers or porcelains to make this teeth the proper size if there's a problem or missing gaps or shapes or discolorations. So there's so many different opportunities. And sometimes people come in and we think we're going to have to do onlays or crowns or veneers. And when we're finished, we say, you know what? We don't have to do it anymore. And that's to your advantage. And it's to mine too, because less to worry about.
So less to worry about, less work. There is you're proving that age is just a number. It totally doesn't affect what we can do with our smile. We just have to want to and explore the possibility. And you talked about widening a smile. And I think a few months past, you showed me a photograph of someone, and she looked years younger. And she basically said, I don't need a facelift anymore. And I laughed, but the picture proves that. So maybe you could address the idea of anti-aging. Obviously, my audience is interested in anything that can make them look their best.
Absolutely. So when we widen and broaden our smile, think of our mouth as kind of like the scaffolding. And then if you have, like, say, a chair that's not fully opened, then the fabric around it kind of gets crinkled. But when you fully extend a folding chair into its proper position, it looks more ideal. And so in the mouth, if we can extend and broaden and widen our smile, our soft tissue drapes differently. Often the jaw gets to sit in its ideal position rather than a pushback position of how the teeth were kind of dictating how they had to be to close together. And so usually what happens is we get a better facial dimension and people look younger. And all I can say is, you know, go to my website, look at our photo gallery before and afters. You'll see some differences. You can come into our office. Lana in my office can show you some differences of befores and afters. And people say, but will it make my face look worse? And I said, no, it only balances things out. And really, Marilyn, you know, you can do all the face work you want. However, it's soft tissue and it's going to respond relapse. Whereas when you move teeth, you change the backbone. And when you move the hard tissues into a better place, then what happens is everything drapes around it and you can sustain and maintain it. So you're not going to have that relapse.
So a more youthful appearance by having your teeth positioned in the right place. And I guess it comes back to Invisalign, that's painless and invisible and seamless. Mm-hmm. So I really see it as a win-win-win. You don't have to do as much work as a dentist.
Yes.
Your patient, we'll call them, looks younger, feels better, and has less maintenance and spends less money long-term.
Right. And the other excellent part of this is that it's not only good looks, it's form and function. A lot of times people will tell me that their jaw is more comfortable. They're not having as much clicking, although we can never guarantee that. They less discomfort in their neck. Their posture is better because the jaw is balanced into a better place. So it's all about form and function. And when that works in its ideal position, then the good looks follow.
So I know someone who, as a teenager, before she got married, her family took her to the local dentist and they pulled out all her teeth and gave her dentures because that way she would be assured that she wouldn't have cavities and spend money in, that she couldn't afford and they couldn't afford. And she's worn dentures basically all her life, and I've known her basically all my life. And the story is those dentures jiggle. And you know, grin and bear it. If people have dentures in their mouth, I mean, they advertise on TV some stuff and you put it in like glue and it's supposed to hold your teeth in place. But thankfully, I don't have that. I have my 32 teeth. But if someone's wearing dentures and they're jiggling, do they have to live with that? Or what do you say to that?
Today, we have many implants. We have implant systems where we can create some strength within their mouth so that the denture can clip into place. A lot of it depends on how much bone support there is. So it's an individual situation, but it's always worth an opportunity of discussion. And today, technology has allowed dentistry to be able to do it. It's a huge gift. We say that nobody should die with their teeth in a glass beside their bed. We want our dignity our very last days. So when our loved ones are coming to see us, we can at least good. Maybe we won't be able to physically communicate with them, but at least they can see a person of who we were, not who we have become, which, and nobody wants to see decline for ourselves nor our loved ones.
Nobody wants to experience decline. I'm into maintenance. I don't want to be high maintenance, but I want to maintain.
Right? And go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
No, I also want to bring to the fact that, you know, my parents are lucky that they have their teeth, probably because, you know, I've been their daughter who's looked after them. And but I can make one meal and they can eat everything that I make. And as we get older, what we like to do is sit at a table and communicate. And that becomes a primary focus. And we need our teeth for digestion. So never, ever eliminate the opportunity of looking after our mouth and our teeth. It radiates far beyond just a pretty smile.
So I'm Marilyn Weston, and I'm speaking with my dentist and the show's dentist, dentist Dr. Dana Colson. And she offers a complimentary consultation with an educated member of her team. So the things we're talking about, if you wonder whether you should or you shouldn't, whether it's possible or not, it isn't going to cost you anything to take down this number, to make a call, and to have a complimentary consultation. Because dentist Dr. Dana Colson is all about education. All about being passionate about what she does so that you can have the smile that's your best accessory. Phone number 416-482-2133. That's 416-482-2133. And the website allsmiles.ca is on my website with a link, marilyns.ca, or you can go directly there. But a picture does speak a thousand words, and seeing is believing. So if you want to see what others have encountered and how they've been dealt with, that's the best place to go to, allsmiles.ca. And then if you decide you need a visit to the dentist, take your x-rays, take your history, take your fears, and bundle them up and make an appointment for a consultation. No charge. Mention the show at 416-482-2133. And the office is at 1950 Yonge Street, which is Yonge and Davisville. So you can access it by public transit with no problem. And we're dispelling myths and talking the realities of dentistry. And we were talking about jiggle and we've talked about implants. But one of the things I want to talk about are just dentists in general. You see dental offices all over the city, and there are different focuses. Yours is a wellness-based focus. Maybe you could explain what you do and how your approach to dentistry is special.
Oh, thanks, Marilyn. Well, it all stemmed because I became a dentist because I was fearful of dentists. And I always said to myself, if I was on the street not knowing anything about dentistry, where could I go that I would feel comfortable, that I would feel safe, that I would be able to be involved, that I would be able to have a voice, and that I would be able to know what's going on. And I always felt victimized in the dental office. And it wasn't about my dentist. It was all about me. So my goal, as I became a dentist, I undid my fears. And I chose that when I would create my form of practice, that people would actually say to me, you know, I go to dentistry, my dental office or appointment, and I'm happy about going, and my my coworkers look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm relaxed, and I feel that it's a time to rest, and I feel good about it. And that makes me feel so good, Marilyn. It ought to be a place that you leave feeling healthier than when you come in. And I always was fascinated about how the mouth-body interconnected, so it's been a quest of mine over the past 30 years of how the mouth and body help each other. And so we create a sense of wellness. I've written a book that I gift to my new patients called Your Mouth, The Gateway to a Healthier You. And it's a yoga-based approach, exploring the connections between oral health, whole body wellness, and longevity. Because as we age, we're actually found a new research that shows when they've done autopsies in the brain, that in the lesions in our brain, they find bacteria from our mouth. So if we have any infection in our mouth, it can go into our brain and destroy it. And none of us need that. We want our best dignity for the very last days of our life. And I know how I can control that in the mouth to be able to be ensured that we can have healthy mouths, healthy bodies, healthy lives, and we want to be able to maximize that. So why wouldn't we want to give ourselves the gift of knowledge and optimizing, just not staying out of trouble, but actually having the very best? We all deserve it.
So we all deserve our best accessory, a smile. I always tell people when they dress that they're framing the top part of their body so they can get eye contact and people can see their smile and understand them, so then they can listen to the words that tumble from their mouths. And we are in control of what people see, and we can control our smile. We've just been talking to dentist Dr. Dana Colson. We've been dispelling some of the myths. If you're fearful of visiting a dentist, if you feel that it's cost prohibitive, or you feel that there's going to be too much pain, or you're going to be exposed to too many x-rays, take those questions, write this number down, ask for a complimentary consultation because you're a listener to the show, and start moving forward in steps that you feel comfortable taking. They can be baby steps, they can be huge, giant steps. The idea is to get you to your best destination and accomplish your goals and what's best for you. The number, 416-482-2133. That's 416-482-2133. Dana, I know you're running off to something. You have to be at 9 o'clock. So any closing remarks?
Marilyn, sometimes people say, oh, that's expensive. However, what I found with my patients that I've had over many years is that they actually have very few root canals, very few crowns, and they have all of their teeth. And I see new patients who come in and they have so much that's gone on in their mouth. I wonder, how did that all happen? So I know we can minimize things, and it's one of our best opportunities to sustain. This morning, we're having a kids' day at my office, and that's why I'm running off. We have an entertainer just to have fun with children, where they can view dentistry as being a positive experience, not a painful experience, where they'll view dentistry as, wow, I like to go there because I have a great time. So it's always fun to see the generations emerge and be able to influence everybody, and to be able to give people that hope and the ideal of quality of life.
Well, you often tell me stories week to week, and it is changing the quality of life for the better for people who walk through your doors. So as I can't say it enough, don't be fearful of your dentist. Don't be fearful of visiting a dentist. Explore the possibilities. The world moves forward so quickly, and there are so many opportunities that weren't there before. And dentist Dr. Dana Colson travels the world, brings them back to her practice so that you can have the benefit and I can have the benefit. And I thank you, Dana, for my smile. I appreciate your efforts on my behalf. And I will be happy to smile to anyone who comes in my door at 200 Spadina and share my smile from my heart, and thankfully with the help of dentist Dr. Dana Colson. You have a great day and enjoy those children coming
Thank
through you, your door.
Marilyn.
So you can have a smile makeover. You can have the assurance you need that your mouth is healthy. You can have anything you need as long as you walk in the dental door of dentist Dr. Dana Colson at 1950 Yonge Street. A complimentary consultation, so peace of mind, ask your questions. The number one last time for today, 416-482-2133. I'm Marilyn Weston. You're learning with me from a woman's perspective.